News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade, and with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. It is cloudy. It feels wet outside, but that's okay. What a night for Tiger basketball, boys and girls. We're going to talk with Lenny Krebs. He's in Indianapolis with the girls' team. They got a big win over Ben Davis last night, and how they did it was quite exceptional. So we're going to talk with him about that. Matt Moore will be in studio today to talk about the boys' come-from-behind win last night over Homestead, the first time in 8 calendar years that they have beaten the Spartans. We'll talk about that. Warsaw, 62-56 winners for the boys. The girls won 52-41 over Ben Davis. Other boys' scores, Concord beat Jimtown 45-30. Culver Academy beat Northridge 45-39. Manchester won again. They look really good at the start of the year. They beat Wauwatosa 60-44. Belmont beat Whitco 51-47. Columbia City beat Canterbury 60-46. Rochester beat Winnemac 44-26. Taylor beat Northfield 62-31. Wabash beat Southwood 59-41. It was Glen over Elkhart 55-45. Penn beat Clay 73-53. At that game, the Penn Athletic Department renamed the court at the Palace after former Warsaw and Penn coach Al Rhodes. And we will be, of course, up there after the first of the year, and we'll give you some pictures and takes on that as that time draws closer. Washington beat New Prairie 75-62, and Culver beat Lakeland Christian 61-31. A couple other girls' scores from last night. Marquette beat Mishawaka 60-21, and Northwood bounced back after losing to Warsaw on Tuesday and beat Concord in a conference game 38-30. Again, last night, the Warsaw girls were winners at Ben Davis, 52-41. But how they did it was a little unconventional. We'll talk to Lenny Krebs from Indianapolis, and we'll play some highlights for you next on News Now Warsaw.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Crossroads Bank checking accounts have the bells and whistles you've come to expect. Free debit card with free access to MoneyPass Network, free mobile banking with mobile deposit, free e-statements, free bill pay, and more. Check it out at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Krebs.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Roger, how are you doing?
Well, I'm good, but I cannot wait to hear about last night's game because that first half was, and I can say this with great confidence, that was about as rough a first half as a Lady Tiger basketball has ever had in over 1,000 games. And yet you came back to win the game. That says a lot about your girls.
You know, we looked like we got off a 2.5-hour bus ride and walked out onto the court to play, which in the girls' defense, that's pretty much what we did. We made a 2.5-hour bus ride down to Ben Davis and got off the bus pretty much and played a game. If you would have told me we were going to shoot 5 for 30 in the first half, 17%, 5 for 30, and come back and win a game, once again, I would have said, not happening. It's a tribute to the girls. And, you know, I told them in the locker room after the game, it wasn't pretty, but it was a gritty performance. I'll take that grit any day of the week.
Let's go back to the very beginning of that game. Your kids struggled to shoot the basketball, but their defense held it in because at halftime, it's only 26-20, and you have struggled so mightily from the field. That defense really helped you stay in this game.
You know, we go back to that court pressure defense. It's tough to play against. And so just watching the first half, we looked tired. We did on both ends of the court. Our shots just weren't falling. But defensively, we tried to pick up full court and make some things happen. We just seemed to be a step slow, but for the most part, we prevented them from getting downhill and into the paint and getting high percentage shots. The first half was a lot of maybe contained defense. We didn't mean to play it that way. It just turned out to be more containment than it did aggressive and attacking. And you know, we're going to come out in the second half, and that's what changed in the second half. The defense definitely held us in. If you would have told me I was going to be down 6, shooting 17%, I would have been happy at the time.
Yeah, you win a game that you shot 30.5% from the field and only 3 of 23 from three-point range. But there is another thing that has kept your team and been very consistent through these first now 8 games of the season. That's free throw shooting, Coach. You've got a really good free throw shooting team, 13 out of 15 last night.
You know, you and I, we were just talking earlier in the week about not having good shooting games the first 2 games of the season and how we haven't had one of those in a while. Well, that come back to haunt us a little bit. You know, like I said, what, 3 3-point field goals is all we had for the game. This is a team that's built around that type of shot. If you would have told me we were going to shoot like we did from the perimeter, I would have said no way. And once again, Ben Davis, a tough environment, a tough gym to play in, a tough opponent. I think you saw some of our youth and some of our nerves coming out. If you watch that game film, you're going to see some panic at times. Even into the fourth quarter, we seem to be bordering on that panic mode. And that's what we talked about at halftime, is we want a good, crisp pace, but we don't want to panic. And right now in the first half, it seems like we're panicked. A lot of things that we overcome last night. And this is what I mean by the grit. You know, we've got Brooke Gartman, who rolled her ankle at Northwood and didn't play for most of that game. And partly through the third quarter, Alexis Neely had an allergic reaction to something. She can't breathe. Her eyes are swollen, and they're starting to swell shut. A lot of things that we overcame last night that I'm just, like I said, I walked in the locker room and told the girls, I'm so proud of you and how you battle tonight.
You have described this group of girls as gamers, and that really showed last night, didn't it?
They are gamers. When they hate to lose, they are as competitive as they come. And, you know, they were going to find a way. And we had stretches, once again, where we were good. We were crisp. Things were looking good. Then we had other moments where you would thought we hadn't practiced in a couple of weeks. But ultimately, the one thing that remained consistent was their competitive desire to win and succeed. And ultimately, that's what got us to where we wanted to go with a win at Ben Davis.
Talk about Brooke Winchester, because she was the one player who offensively was able to function in the first half. She had 11 points, ended up with 21 to go along with 11 rebounds. Talk about that leadership that she showed on the court and getting your kids to the victory circle on that one.
know, after Northwood, I had a conversation with Brooke about really operating more from the low post at times when she feels like she has an advantage. And when you say she had 11 points in the first half, 21 for the game, that's where she was operating from. She was doing a lot of damage down in the low post. I think she was 8 for 9 from the free throw line. So she was getting to the free throw line. She is just a competitive kid who hates to lose, and she's an amazing vocal leader. She loves to lead. She knows what we want. Sometimes, like I say, I think she's too smart for her own good. Sometimes she knows the game, and she just leads. But ultimately, last night, what you saw was she led with her actions and with her performance. She did not tell the kids to do something she was not willing to do. She went out and led by example, and I'm proud of Brooke for that performance last night. Just a great performance that kept us in the game.
Down 26-20 going into the third, outscore them 21-8 in that third quarter, 11-7 in the fourth, and forced 27 turnovers in the process, and their point guard had 10 of those turnovers. That's got to give the girls a lot of confidence going into their second game tonight at Westfield.
You know, that third quarter and the fourth quarter, what you saw was us getting in the attack mode defensively. You know, I've often used the quote, defensive intensity leads to offensive confidence. And that's what you saw in the third quarter. We picked up the defensive intensity and got some easy baskets and layups off turnovers, which ultimately just helps that confidence start to flow offensively. But I think what you are going to see is a group that comes out of tonight with a lot of confidence that we can still find ways to win even when we don't shoot our best. And that's what we have to be able to do if we're going to make a deep tourney run, if we're going to have a chance to repeat as NLC champions. We're going to have to find ways to win when we don't shoot well. And they found it last night. Hopefully that builds their confidence. It's going to be a completely different type of game tonight.
Okay, so it is 9:14. Did the kind of take us through the rest of this day? Because this is not normal high school girls basketball procedure, right? You don't have too many overnight trips where you play on the road Friday and Saturday and you stay in a hotel. So did you wake the girls up this morning? Are they eating breakfast? And what are you going to do between now and the time they get to the gym at Westfield?
Well, I'm going to be honest. The girls are still sleeping. We were gassed after that performance last night. We've got a full day in front of us, and we are letting them sleep in a little bit. They have until 10 o'clock to go down and get breakfast. And, you know, from there, we're honestly going to spend some time in the conference room. They're just going to have some time to spend together and bond together. They're going to play some games. They're going to relax. The last thing I want is for this to be 10 hours, 12 hours of intense time together. And those of you who know me know I'm an intense person, and we need to be able to relax and just enjoy our time together. When we come back from lunch, we're going to meet in the conference room and go through some Westfield scouting reports, that type of thing. But we ultimately just want our kids to have some time to enjoy being a team and spending some time off the court. In between now and 2:30, that's what they get to do. We don't want to keep that intensity for the entire day. So they're going to relax and have some fun. Like I said, 2:30, we'll start focusing on Westfield.
I hear rumors that some board games and some cards made the trip on the bus, too.
I told the girls I'm not a board game person. My wife will tell you that. I'm not a card person. I don't like sitting down and doing that. I told them, you guys are going to have to bring the games you want to play. And they did. They have card games. They have board games. They're just going to go down and enjoy each other. The restaurant we're going to eat in is actually just right across the parking lot. So it's just going to be a nice trip. You know, you've known me long enough to know that I feel like the culture is important. And that culture also has to be built off the court and just spending time getting to know each other and loving your teammates. And, you know, you told me the other day when we were talking about the 04 state champions that after they lost that championship game in the state finals, they were back in the hotel room playing cards and just doing what they do. That's what we want to build here, is just girls that love each other and enjoy spending time together.
Well, I'm looking forward very much to hearing again, to getting updates on the game tonight at Westfield. That's a pretty good team, isn't it?
Westfield's going to be a completely different type of game. You know, Ben Davis had the athleticism and the quickness. Westfield's going to bring a lot more skill and discipline. Going to be more similar to a Northridge or to a Penn type team. For us, it's going to be a matter, can we impose our will and force that pace on them and make them play a pace they don't want to play? Westfield wants this game to be in the 40s. As you know from our time and our numbers that tell us when we have a chance to be successful as a girls basketball team, we don't want a 40-point game. We need to get this thing in the 50s or the 60s. The bench is going to be a key to making that happen tonight.
The bench didn't play a lot last night. And because obviously it was a tight game and things weren't going well at the beginning and you're trying to get your starters going, how do you then incorporate them into tonight's game when you know the opponent is better?
No, I think, while I agree the opponent is better, I think that style of play fits our bench a little bit more tonight as far as how it's going to be played. That athleticism and quickness was causing us a lot of problems, and we were also on a roll with the group that we were in that third quarter. They were just rolling. We used some timeouts to get some rest. But ultimately, it's going to come down to us just putting them in, and at the same time, the girls stepping up and performing. Step up and perform and earn that trust of the coaching staff. That's going to be up to them to do.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing about tonight, and we will see you Monday at school.
Yep, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Lenny Krebs of the Warsaw Lady Tigers, winners last night 52-41 at Ben Davis. They will play again tonight at Westfield. I believe that they do a live streaming. They did not respond back to me, so we'll figure that out. If I find out that they do, we'll post it on the Warsaw Athletic Department social media sites so that you can link to that. The way that a lot of people did it last night is they went to the Tiger Den. They were watching the girls' game on their phones and watching the boys' game right there in person and cheering for both at the same time. So it was a lot of fun to watch people doing that. And speaking of, the boys had a lot to cheer about last night. What an exciting win for Matt Moore's team. They beat Homestead for the first time in 8 calendar years, 62-56. We'll talk with Coach about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Freshen the look of your home for the holidays with a visit to Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw. Hi, this is Hannah. During the Black Friday sale, you'll find terrific savings throughout the entire store, plus extra savings on all in-stock reclining Lazy Boy sofas and sectionals. And save up to $800 on select smart mattress and base sets from Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and Sealy. 118 West Main Street in Warsaw. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at T-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Gould now almost has trapped himself. He'll dribble out of it into a double team. Got rid of it. Cutting down the lane, Martin. Makes a fake. Underhand flip shot. Good! And a foul! Holy cow! What a play by Martin! Gould halfway between the lane and the arc. Gets it in. Pricker wide open left corner. Three. Yes. He caught him napping off the inbound. Pricker's giving Warsaw the lead. 54-51.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Roger.
What? I've been doing a lot of games, and that one was about as crazy as they get. That looked like a volleyball game, Coach, because you had one team would score 8 points, the next team would score eight, a couple more points, and then the other team would go back on another 8-0 run. It was weird.
Yeah, very, very strange dynamic in just the runs by both teams. And I've been part of many like that, but I think one of the things that you can take away is, you know, you can't necessarily win a game in the first half, but you can lose a game in the first half. And our guys didn't allow the first half to get too far away from us. And, you know, down 8-0 to start, you know, down at one point 21-10, they just didn't think we played hard, but we also didn't emotionally lose ourselves, and we stayed kind of there. And, you know, there's just a lot of unique turnovers last night in 4 or 5 where the ball was in our possession and then we just lost the ball, and we didn't freak out about that. Guys just went on to the next play and stayed the course, and things ended up turning in our favor late.
It was a physical first half, and that certainly played into it. Your guys, some of them aren't the most physically sturdy guys. Maybe that's the best way to say it. And Homestead is physically sturdy. You know, their guards are big, strong kids. And that played a big part in your guys having trouble hanging on to the ball, because even sometimes when they didn't get bumped, they were expecting to.
Yeah, and I like how they play. I mean, his teams have always done a really nice job of, you know, they play extremely hard. They are physical. The ball moves. So you're really never just sitting down in front of one guy. And we got hung up a couple times on some of their actions, and we're trying to run through screens, and we're getting caught up. And, you know, I just think even though it was a unique game early, I thought we kind of got back to who we wanted to be offensively in the second half. Shot selection was much better. Got the ball to Brandt. Got the ball to Luke, and those guys then made the right plays at the right times.
Barton with another really good game and some really important shot making down the stretch, especially that highlight that we played underhanded, left-handed, off the glass with contact to get a 3-point play as part of that run to get you back in the game in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough matchup because he is, you know, he can shoot the three, plays off the bounce, he can play in the basket area. He can shoot free throws really well. His strength is his ability to pivot. And when he gets to his spot, like, not a lot of guys understand the value of slowing down and being on balance and then being versatile of utilizing your pivots to either create contact or get separation to score. And, man, he is a load when he gets the ball, kind of that volleyball line area. And we did a good job of we kind of changed kind of our leveling of our offensive structure, trying to go to more screening. And Luke did a really nice job of picking his spots. You know, I thought Trey Davis and Drew Sullivan in their ability to come in and just provide, you know, just they filled the gaps for us where they screened well, they defended well, they rebounded. And that's what you need on guys in those two positions. They came off the bench, and they added something that we needed last night in particular, and it paid big dividends for us.
Part of why Sullivan's role in the game last night was such a big deal was because Luke Yeager got in foul trouble, but a lot of that was because your guys were getting beat off the dribble early in those first two quarters.
Yeah, and Luke will bounce back. He was sick yesterday a little bit, and those are tough matchups sometimes when you're playing an undersized guy, and you kind of get put behind the eight ball early with foul trouble. Then you want to play, but you don't want to put your team in a deficit by fouling again. You just really never get into a rhythm. So, you know, I thought Luke handled it well, and I thought the guys off the bench responded, and I fully expect him to bounce back tonight with a big effort to you know, show us what senior leadership is. And I'm excited to see, you know, how this group will come back from a game like that was taxing physically and mentally and emotionally, to see kind of what we're made of tonight against the Huntington team.
Carson Gould set up those two highlights that we played. One was on the inbounds pass where he threw it right over the right shoulder, almost hit the defender in the ear right to Bricker, was wide open the corner for that three, and he had another really good game assist-wise setting up his teammates to make plays.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I think he's still got a lot of growth in him. He is such a dynamic thinker of the game, and his communication level has risen. You're never going to question his competitive spirit. And he hits a big shot, you know, late in the game on a drag ball screen we ran for him. He comes down, and without thinking about it, he knocks it down. And that's who he is and who he can be. I don't think there's many guys in our program that have spent more time shooting the ball in the offseason. And he has the freedom to do that in how we want to play. And he has to know that there are pockets of time when he's got to call his own number. And oftentimes he's going to call everybody else's number, which I appreciate as a point guard. But he came up big, and his just defensive effort, like, he was taxed. You know, he played 29 minutes, and he's guarding the ball. That's a hard thing to do. But it was really a catalyst for us to, you know, in that fourth quarter, turn the momentum in our favor with how he guarded defensively.
There are other kids to bring up today. You mentioned him in the postgame last night, Tristan Wilson, who didn't play a lot. But what a life lesson. He certainly, by the time he got to the middle of the fourth quarter, didn't think he was probably going to get in that game. And there he is. You put him in the game, and he makes a big play and sets up a three-point shot by Robbie down in that left corner that turned out to be a big shot in the basketball game. Again, your kids are trying to get back in the game. That three was big, and it was set up by number three.
Yeah, I walked down to him. I knew I had a quarter for him. I walked down and I said, "I'm playing you in the fourth." And so I think, you know, so sometimes if you don't expect it, you may not be ready in the moment to go in and enter the battle. As I said, I don't want guys to go in the game and just go in the game. I want them to enter the battle, right? And just do their thing. And so I gave him a heads up that I'm going to play you. And he goes in. Carson advances it in transition. He dribbles it right side, and Robbie struggled all night kind of finding his rhythm, and Tristan throws a great pass on the baseline side, which is a pretty tough play to make. Most guys probably shoot that on their own, but he one-mores it to Robbie, and he knocks it down. And, you know, that is absolutely what we need guys to do when they enter the battle is make play. Sometimes it's for themselves, sometimes it's for others, but Tristan's competitive spirit is something that I really appreciate about what he brings, and that's something that we want to highlight when he gets those opportunities.
One of the hardest parts about sports, maybe basketball more than the other sports, is understanding kind of the temperature of the moment and knowing when it's the right time to call your own number and when it's the time to dish off. Can you explain one point guard to another how hard that is to know what the right button to push is in that moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the rhythm of your team. And I think sometimes, you know, I feel like Jackson was this way last year a lot, where Jackson put in a lot of time on his own, probably more than anybody we had in some ways. So his belief in himself was extremely high. And so Jackson's default would be, well, I'm going to try to make a play for us because I know I've invested the time. And it wasn't that he didn't have belief or trust in others. It was he believed so much in himself. Other guys, you know, Carson, Brandt, some of those guys are just built in a way that, you know, and uniquely they have grown up with each other. They're games together. They played a lot of basketball together. So they are naturally probably seeking one another more because that's just kind of who they've been for the lifetime of how much they've played basketball from elementary all the way through. I think it's about seizing the moment and just understanding and having confidence in the preparation that we spend on. Here are the two or three things that we're really big on and we emphasize each week. Let's kind of get back to those things and simplify it. And I think, you know, our staff has done a good job, Coach Wayne, Coach Bricker, Coach Neely, of we have a lot of stuff to pick from, but we really have kind of tried to lean it out a little bit and try to pick the two or three things where we're going to really excel at these areas, and let's get really good at these. And if we do, then there's a lot of confidence in knowing down the stretch what you can lean into. And, you know, for us, it's big advantage shots. We got to get better at taking care of the basketball. Obviously, that's been a two-game bugaboo in big ways for us, but our shot selection has continued to improve, and that allows us to then create driving opportunities for guys like Brandt and Maiden and others. Just really proud of just the willingness they have to play the game in what we would consider the right way.
Okay, so let's talk about the turnovers. 18 last night, 15 in the opener. And again, I don't know, six, maybe seven of those were weird turnovers where passes were right to people and it went right through their hands. Or guys were wide open and either threw it too high or wide left to right or hit guys in the shins. They were weird turnovers that you would normally say, those are one-off, this is not a big deal, we'll bounce back from that. It's two games into the season. What's your level of concern about the turnovers?
Well, it is a concern because I think it's an area that, you know, you start to see trends. And for us, those trends are most of the time, it's you're passing off the move, you leave your feet to pass, or as a receiver, you're not focusing on catching the basketball with two hands. And I think that it doesn't carry over all the time, but just the emphasis and the concentration that you have to completing passes, as elementary as that sounds, it is something that takes focus and our ability to continue to live in that and grow in that, because it is something that we can fix tonight if our concentration level is high. We do passing drills every day to start, every day. And I think it's something that we just have to continue to take ownership of, is that, you know, we're gonna pass and catch the ball. We're going to pivot strong. We're going to be on balance. And as you do those things, and you're in these games, right? Like, you know, we're going to have a game this year where we're going to be pressured and we're going to master it taking care of the ball. And in those two games that we've had, you know, they've been close games. But if we cut our turnovers just in half, those are 10, 12, 15-point wins now. And that should give you confidence to know that you're finding ways to get it done. But there's still areas to improve at this point.
You brought Luke Bricker off the bench last night. He scored 20 points. But when in your pregame interview, you said that most of that was about the defensive end. Did you get to see what you wanted to see from him at the defensive end? And what does your lineup look like for tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Luke, it's just a matter, and all our guys, it's a lot about, you know, it's a lot about the how. I think a lot of times this generation gets caught on the what. And the core of the how is the why. You know, why do you want to be a Tiger basketball player? And all those guys grew up watching, you know, Kyle Mangus and Paul Marindette and Nick Moore and so on and so forth. And I think at the end of the day, the how for us, for Luke in particular, is how is he going to compete tonight? How is he going to lead his teammates? How is he going to respond to things? Because we're going to coach him, and I've that everywhere I've been, I tell him I coach my best players. I don't shy away from that, and Luke is that. And his response to that was, you know, he played harder, he competed, he showed that he has another level he can get to, and you know he still has to build habits just like everybody does. And I think that's what we're trying to get our guys to understand is, you know, we're going to try to hold you to the standard of what it's going to take to hopefully win games in March. And doing that when you're tired and physically and mentally not where you can be when you feel your best is our goal. And I think Luke responded in how he competed last night. And that is definitely something that we want to lean into. And so he's earned the opportunity to kind of get back in that rotation tonight to start.
Huntington North is in the Tiger Den tonight. They haven't played since last Saturday afternoon. They're 0-2 on their season. They lost to Homestead 54-40, but they were getting blown out in that game. That was like a 25-point game in the second half. What can we expect from the Vikings? We know it's going to be physical because Eric Thompson's their coach.
Yeah, Eric does a great job, and he's a good friend. And I think it's always tough when you take over a pro, like, you know, Coach Teagle was a phenomenal coach there and one of the best pack line guys, slow tempo and just very deliberate. And Coach Thompson probably wants to play a little bit faster, a little bit more possessions. And so just getting your guys to get unlocked a little bit to play that way. So they've got some DNA from Coach Teagle, you know, that, well, they're going to be very physical and very tough. And Coach Thompson brings in and adds to that. So they've not shot the ball well early this year, but their guard play is very aggressive. We've got to do a really nice job of just sitting down and concentrating on the things that we practice every day. You know, we're probably going to try to speed them up. That fourth quarter gave us some belief last night that we can we can pressure some people with some traps, and that's something I think tonight we're going to try to do more of. But it's also a game for us that you just cannot take them for granted, because some of those shots that haven't been going in the first two games for them, if they go in tonight, now all of a sudden you get a lot of belief in who you think you might be as a team that may not be as talented as we are.
Again, for them, it's their third game of the season. So if you're 13 games in the season, you haven't shot well, that could be more embedded in you than in your third game.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll be fun. The atmosphere was really, really cool last night, and we hope fans, you know, between the boys and the girls teams right now, I mean, in Grace College, you know, there's a lot of good basketball in this community that our fans have an opportunity to see and be a part of, and we hope that they come out tonight and support the team and see this group.
Okay, we'll see you tonight in the Tiger Den.
Thank you.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. Again, JV tip-off 6:15 tonight, our coverage at 6:10. On News Now Warsaw, we will be updating you on the girls' game throughout the evening. When we come back, we'll talk swimming and wrestling next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Bad wreck, oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call them boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call them boys in blue. Wrecking any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Wrecker Dinep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, oh, what you gonna do? Call Wrecker Dinep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Wrecker Dinep.
Honey, my car needs windshield wipers. Can you pick some up?
Nah, we'll just get a new car. Throw it in the backyard with the rest of them.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with wrestling. Wrestling kicked off their season officially against the teams at the Wawasee Super Duels last Saturday. The Tigers took third place with a final record of 3-2. They start with big wins over Southside and South Bend, Washington. And then things got more difficult after that, but with some really, really good matches and some really good action. Opening round match against Fort Wayne South had six pins, just two losses on the way to a 72-9 total. Round two, four head-to-head matches against South Bend Washington. Washington did not have a full side. 72-12 was the final there. In the third round, Warsaw took on Wawasee. What a great match this was. Back and forth, close matches. Right down to the final seconds of many of the matches. It ended up in a 33-33 deadlock. So what do? They have this long list. I think there's like 14 criteria that they can go to break ties in wrestling. They went to the ninth tiebreaker before they found one that broke the tie. Wawasee gets the victory in the deadlock. So what a great match there between those two rivals, and Wawasee comes away with the victory, which is also, by the way, a conference victory. Tigers bounced back in round four against Fairfield, ran out to a big lead and won 48-34. They took on the eventual champions of the event, North Miami, in the fifth round, lost to them 48-27. Juniors Danny Moon and Cameron Kaufman went 5-0 on the day. Kaufman won all five matches by pin at the 285-pound class. Moon's three pins were good enough for top in the 150-pound class. Isaiah Martinez at 120, Elias Garza at 126, Donovan Frazier at 106, all went 4-1. Martinez had three pins, Garza and Frazier two each. The group of Beckham Boylan at 215, Aaron Ross at 157 and 165, Gabe Veit at 132, Bryce McNeese at 113, and Liam Smith at 175, all went 3-2. Alex Viejo, Enrique Silva at 138 and 144, respectively, and Noah Wilkins at 190, each picked up two wins for Warsaw, who started their season at 3-2. They took on Mishawaka on Tuesday, really fought hard, did very well, probably as well as Warsaw has done against Mishawaka since they joined the conference. Mishawaka still won by a score of 50-27. Danny Moon put the team on the scoreboard in a first period pin at 150. Beckham Boylan and Cameron Kaufman snagged wins at 215 and in the heavyweight division. And the next win for Warsaw would come at 113, where Bryce McNeese won in a 14-7 decision. Elias Garza closed out Warsaw's scoring with a pin in the final seconds at 126. The JV for the Tigers were led by Jace Vining at 190 and Owen Corbett at 215, both winning by pin. The girls went two. Natalie Davis won at 145 and Kaya Long at 170, also by pin. Thursday, back in conference action, this time at home against Goshen. A tight team race down to about the last three or four matches, and Goshen pulled away for the victory. Goshen picked up wins to start at 190 and 215. Cameron Kaufman got Warsaw on the board at 185 with a 185. How about 285 with a pin? Donovan Frazier scooped out a 13-7 win in a decision. Goshen won at 113 to regain the lead. Followed that up with a win at 120. That put them up 15-9. Elias Garza took a big lead into the third before earning a pin with 1 second left in his match at 126. Gabe Veit followed suit with a pin at 132. Warsaw back in front 21-15. Then Goshen won at 138 and 144. They were back in the lead 27-21. Danny Moon went to work at 150 and earned a first period pin to tie the duel at 27-27. And that's when Goshen got to the heart of their lineup. They've got some veteran guys, juniors and seniors, who've been wrestling and wrestling well since they were freshmen. And their turn came up, and they put the meat on their shoulders, and they were good enough to get the victory over Warsaw 45-27, scoring the last 18 points of that matchup. They had 19 junior varsity matches, winning for Warsaw. Casey Smith by pin, Jesus Velasquez by pin, Oren Henn by pin, and also winning by pin, Leo Castro, Logan Ellison, and Gavin McPeak. The Tigers at the moment are 3-4 and 0-3 in the conference. The swim team had a couple of meets over the last 7 days. Last Saturday, the girls and boys took on Wauwatosa at the Tiger Pool in their home opener. In the girls 200 medley relay, the team, Brooke Shimasaki, Anna Stevens, Veronica Smith, and Marissa Howitt came in second. For the boys, Josh Warner, Griffin Brown, Michael Webster, and Elijah Zog also came in second. And the girls 200 free, Elizabeth Joselis was third. For the boys, Griffin Brown won that race at 153-11, and Alex Bowers came in third. In the girls 200 IM, Anna Stevens was second. In the boys, Kaylin Swinehart finished in second. In the girls 50 free, Marissa Howitt won with a time of 25.75. For the boys, Elijah Zog came in second. In the girls diving competition, Sophia Stewart was the winner with a score of 182.35. Takesha Gorhe was the winner, or was the second place finisher with a score of 174. For the boys, Skylar Kretsch, the sophomore, with a victory with a score of 194.45, and Dallas Lancaster came in third. In the girls 100 butterfly, Brooke Shimasaki was second, and Claire Corson was third. For the boys, Griffin Brown was second. And the girls 100 free, Warsaw's best finisher was Ariel Strange, the senior coming in third. Senior Elijah Zog was second in the boys 100 free. And the girls 500 free, Marissa Hout was second, and Elizabeth Joselis was third. In the boys 500 free, Alex Bowers was first with a time of 5:29.50, and Aiden Teo finished in third. In the girls 200 free relay, Warsaw's team of Ariel Strange, Anna Stevens, Veronica Smith, and Elizabeth Joselis, that's two seniors and two freshmen, came in second. For the boys, the 200 freestyle relay team of Kaylin Swinehart, Jonah Potter, Elijah Zog, and Griff Brown came in first with a time of 138.68. Again, that's two freshmen, a senior, and a junior. And the girls 100 backstroke, Brooke Shimasaki was second, and Elizabeth Osborne came in third. In the boys' race, Josh Warner was second, and Ethan Farrar was third. In the girls' 100 breaststroke, Warsaw's Anna Stevens was second. In the boys' race, Kaylin Swinehart won that with a time of 106.32, and Michael Webster was second. In the girls' 400 free relay, the team of Marissa Howitt, Ariel Strange, Elizabeth Joselis, and Brooke Shimasaki was second. And it was the third-place finish for Warsaw in the boys' 400 free relay with Aiden Teo, Ethan Farrar, Grayson Waldo, and Matthias Nebbia finishing in third place. Final meet results, the Wawasee girls beat Warsaw 95-91. The Warsaw boys beat Wawasee 95-91. Then the Northwood Lady Panthers took on the Tigers in the swimming pool this week for Warsaw. And the 200 medley relay, the team of Brooke Shimasaki, Elizabeth Joselis, Anna Stevens, and Marissa Howitt came in first. In the boys' race, Aiden Teo, Ethan Farrar, Jonah Potter, and Matthias Nebbia came in second. And the girls' 200 free, Veronica Smith was second, Elizabeth Osborne was third. In the boys' 200 free, Kaylin Zweihart, the freshman with a time of 158.72, won it by almost three full seconds. Michael Webster of Warsaw came in third. In the girls' 200 IM, Warsaw took second and third with Elizabeth Joselis and Haley Strange. And they did the same in the boys with Josh Warner coming in second and Alex Bowers third. In the 50 free, Anna Stevens was the winner with a time of 26.99. Her teammate Ariel Strange was second, and Lucy Ray came in third as Warsaw swept all three top spots in that race. In the boys' 50 free, Diego Manwaring won with a time of 23.61, and Elijah Zog was second. In the girls' 1-meter diving competition, Sophia Stewart won with a score of 187.25. Takesha Gore finished in second with a score of 177.65. In the boys' competition, Warsaw took the top three spots. Ian Parrott with a score of 253.90 won it. Dallas Lancaster, 202.05, was second. Skylar Kretsch was third with 181.65. In the girls' 100 butterfly, Anna Stevens was second and Lucy Ray third. In the boys' race, Kaylin Zweihart won there in a time of 58.97. In the girls' 100 free, Marissa Howitt won with a time of 59.80, and Elizabeth Joselis was second. In the boys' 100 free, Griffin Brown was your winner with a time of 51.80, and Ethan Farrar came in third. In the girls' 500 freestyle, Brooke Shimasaki was second, and Claire Corson was third. Warsaw took two of the top three spots in the boys' 500 free, with Elijah Zog winning with a time of 527.20, very close race. He won by 0.13 of a second. Alex Bowers came in third. In the girls' 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Marissa Howitt, Anna Stevens, Veronica Smith, and Brooke Shimasaki won the race with a time of 149.35. In the boys' race, Warsaw's team was second. That's Griffin Brown, Kaylin Zweihart, Ethan Farrar, and Elijah Zog. In the girls' 100 backstroke, Elizabeth Osborne was Warsaw best. She came in third. In the boys' race, Diego Manwaring was second and Josh Warner third. In the girls' 100 breaststroke, Marissa Howitt was the winner with a time of 118.31. And Warsaw swept the top three spots with Brooke Shimasaki finishing in second and Haley Strange coming in third. The boys also took the top three spots in the breaststroke with Griffin Brown winning in a time of 107.62. Michael Webster was second and Brady James came in third. And in the girls' 400 free relay, Warsaw's team of Elizabeth Joselis, Veronica Smith, Lucy Ray, and Ariel Strange came in first with a time of 422.75. They won by 25 seconds over the other Warsaw team. The boys' 400 freestyle relay team of Kaylin Zweihart, Elijah Zog, Alex Bowers, and Diego Manwaring won with a time of 341.36. Final meet results there. Warsaw won the girls' event, 118-64 over Northwood, and the boys won 119-67 over the Panthers in Napanee. The JV girls won on Tuesday, beating Northwood 45-23. The big quarter was the second quarter when they outscored Northwood 12-1. Kaylee Goheen had 12 points and 9 rebounds. Lucy Andrew, 9 points and 3 assists. Anna Olibaugh with 8 points and 3 assists for the Tigers. And then last night, the girls lost to Ben Davis, 46-34, outscored in the second quarter, 16-6, and only scored 4 points in the fourth quarter, leading the way for Warsaw. Cassie Jackson with 10 points and 6 rebounds. Kaylee Goheen with 4 points and 9 rebounds. and Lucy Andrews scored 8 points. Looking at the schedule now for today's action. Oh, you know what? Where's my schedule? Uh-oh. I think I threw away the wrong sheet. Whoops. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. We have the all-conference football results. We'll run through those very quickly. Warsaw had 7 guys make the first team all-conference. Isaac Beam, Chase Carl, Cameron Kaufman, Eric Pohl, Mason Smythe, the kicker, Jet Woodward, and Reed Zollinger. And honorable mention selections were Cohen Heady, Lucas Ransbottom, and Nathaniel Rosas. And Keith Kinder of Mishawaka was the coach of the year, co-champions of the NLC with our own Warsaw Tigers. When we come back, we are going to run through the schedule. We have time to do that. So we'll run through the schedule. I'm going to run out the other room and get it because clearly I put it in the trash. I put the wrong sheet in the trash. That's my bad. That happens sometimes on this show. And we will come back and we will run through the schedule and wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
The following message is brought to you by Bowers Jewelry, Alderford Brigg & Company, and the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Well, the holidays are behind us, and the new year is off and running. Well, maybe just walking, but nonetheless, we are moving forward in 2023. As we go about our lives here in Kosciuszko County, we can be grateful for all that we have. We all like to think we have it a little better here than in some other places, and perhaps we do. Certain things seem to matter more to us, like our hometown roots and the feel of our community, right down to the locally owned shops and businesses that are always there for us, eager to please us with their goods and services, and a smile, probably from someone you already know. That's a great part of our community. The moms and pops that own the shops in our town. They help support us in our lives here because shopping online from some out-of-town store doesn't support our community. So when you need to go shopping, and you do need to go shopping, shop our local stores with a door in Warsaw.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Okay, found it. It's a good thing I recycle. That's all I've got to say. It was right there on the top. The girls' wrestling team is at Penn this morning, wrestling in the Sarah Hildebrand Invitational. The boys are hosting their Super Duels at the high school, the Hutch Memorial Super Duels, and that's Concord, Elkhart, Fort Wayne Concordia, Fort Wayne Northrop, Penn, Purdue Polytech, Wauwatosa, and Warsaw all competing in that. The girls' diving team is at Western for an invitational today, and the basketball teams are in action. You heard from Lenny Krebs. The girls' JV and varsity play at Westfield tonight. JV starts at 6. The varsity is after that. The boys are hosting Huntington North, freshman and JV at 6:15, freshman in the Career Center, JV in the Tiger Den, and we'll have JV and varsity coverage starting at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Tuesday, then, the swimming and diving teams will host Mishawaka and Northridge at the Tiger Pool. That starts at 5:30. The girls' basketball team is on the road Wednesday at Carroll. All three teams in action. Freshman and JV at 6. Varsity follows the JV. Our coverage of the varsity game begins at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. The freshman girls' basketball team is at Central Noble on Thursday at 6 o'clock, while the freshman boys' basketball team is at Plymouth on Thursday at 7:15. And the wrestling team will be on the road at Plymouth to take on the Rockies starting at 6:45. The boys' basketball team does not have a game next Friday. They do Saturday. Note the start time. The JV starts at 4:30, and so we'll be on there at 4:25 on News Now Warsaw. So that catches you up on what's going on. Again, tonight the boys are home, 6:15 against Huntington North. Our coverage begins at 6:10. The girls will already be started by then. We will update you quarter by quarter on what's going on with the girls down at Westfield High School as they look for their 6th win in a row and look to keep the momentum going from last night's win at Ben Davis. Thanks to the coaches for turning in their results. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Boys basketball tonight, Colts and Tennessee tomorrow. Pregame coverage at noon on News Now Warsaw, so don't miss that. I'm Roger Grossman. Enjoy your Saturday. It looks gloomy outside. It's going to be cloudy for most of the rest of the day with a high of 46. Thanks to the Warsaw Donut Shop for providing donuts for our people today. Have a great Saturday, everyone. Gary Sullivan is coming up.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.